This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Eight Epiphany Friday before last Epiphany A. To be used after the last variable Sunday of Epiphany until Transfiguration. First posted March 4, 2011. Isaiah 35:3-7 Promise of Salvation. 1 Peter 3:18-20 To salvation through baptism, Isaiah paraphrase, take strength, weak hands, be firm, feeble knees, be strong, fear not, fearful heart. Look and see, your God is coming with vengeance and recompense, to save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped, Isaiah 35:5 Then the lame will leap like a deer. See Acts 3:8, the mute will sing for joy. Springs of water will arise in the wilderness, and streams will flow in the desert. Dry ground will be transformed into pools of water, and dry wilderness will become a swamp, reeds and rushes will replace grass. 1 Peter paraphrase, Christ died for sin once for all time and all people, the righteous one for the unrighteous, in order to reconcile us to God. He died in the flesh but was made alive in the spirit. He proclaimed the gospel to those in prison who formerly did not obey God. In the days of Noah, God waited patiently during the building of the ark, by which 8 people were saved through water. The flood corresponds to Christian baptism, which now saves us through water, not as the cleansing of physical dirt from our physical bodies, but as an appeal to God for a clear conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:21, who has entered into heaven and sits at the place of honor at God's right hand, with authority over angels and all powers in heaven and on earth. Matthew 28:18. Commentary, throughout the Old Testament God has promised to bring forth a Savior, the Messiah. God has designed his plan of salvation into the structure of creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5:14. Isaiah was a prophet to the southern kingdom of Judah, during the period of the destruction of the northern kingdom of the 10 tribes, Israel. In this text God promises to come and save those who are trusting in him, bringing vengeance on those who do not trust and obey him and who oppress his people. The Lord will come to repay everyone who has ever lived, according to what they have done in life. One of the signs of the coming of the Messiah will be the healing of the blind, deaf, lame and mute, Isaiah 35:6a. Spiritually dry wasteland will be transformed by the living water of the Holy Spirit, John 7:37-39. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of God's promised Savior, the Messiah. Christ and Messiah each mean anointed in Greek and Hebrew, respectively. Jesus is God's anointed, eternal Savior and King. Jesus' first coming, advent, was distinguished by the healing of the physically blind, deaf, mute and lame, Matthew 9:2-7, 27-33, Mark 7:31-37, John 5:1-9. Jesus also healed the sick and raised the dead, Luke 17:11-19, Matthew 9:18-26. The purpose of Jesus' miracles of physical healing and restoration were intended to show that he was the promised Messiah, and that he could also heal those who are spiritually blind, deaf, mute, lame, sick, and dead. Jesus is God in human flesh, Colossians 2:8-9, John 20:28. Jesus' words are the Word of God, John 14:10-24, and have the creative force of God's Word, Matthew 8:23-26, Genesis 1:3. Jesus manifests God to those who trust and obey Jesus, Matthew 11:27, John 14:6-11:21-23. Jesus has promised to return on the day of judgment at the end of time, to judge the living, quickened, and the dead, in both physical and spiritual senses, 1 Peter 4:5. He is coming with the recompense of God. He will save from God's vengeance and punishment those who are trusting and obeying Jesus. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, but he will condemn and eternally destroy those who have refused to accept Jesus and have refused to trust and obey him, who have opposed God and have oppressed God's people, Matthew 25:31-46, to Thessalonians 1:5-10. Jesus is the one and only blood sacrifice acceptable to God for sin for all time and all people who will accept it by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. Jesus is the Passover Lamb of God, John 1:35-36, the perfect, blemish-free lamb sacrificed for the Passover feast, which protected God's people from the angel of death, when God destroyed the firstborn of the Egyptians, Exodus 12:5-14. Jesus and God the Father alone are righteous, we are all unrighteous sinners, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. We have been alienated from God because of sin. Jesus is the only way to restore us to fellowship with God and eternal life in His heavenly kingdom, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. Jesus died in the flesh but was raised from physical death to spiritual, eternal life. In a sense, we are all imprisoned by sin and death. Jesus has come to free us from sin and death and give us eternal life, Hebrews 2:14-15, John 10:10. God once destroyed the earth by the flood. The people were wicked and didn't heed God's word of warning, but Noah did, and saved his family through God's provision, by believing God's word and following God's instruction by building the ark, Genesis 6:5-8:22. God has given his word of warning that he is going to destroy the wicked, the rebellious and disobedient, this time by fire in hell. Jesus Christ is the ark, which he has provided to save those who trust and obey God's word. The historical flood is also a metaphor for the waters of baptism, through which those who trust and obey Jesus will escape destruction and receive eternal life. We are saved through baptism by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ. In baptism we have the promise of salvation, but we have to claim and own it through obedient trust in Jesus Christ. To all who receive Jesus, Revelation 3:20, who believe, trust and obey, in His name, character and person, i.e. God's only begotten Son, God's anointed Savior and eternal King, He gives the *power*, the promise and the ability, to become spiritual children of God, by the indwelling Holy Spirit, by the power and will of God, not by flesh or the effort and will of mankind, John 1:12-13. We must be spiritually born again, John 3:3-5-8, by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. It is possible for one to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has received the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. Those who have been born again have been forgiven all their sins, and have a clear conscience in God's judgment, Hebrews 9:13-14. God attributes to us the righteousness of Jesus Christ and we have eternal life through Jesus' resurrection. We who have been born again can be reassured and strengthened by the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of the risen Jesus within us, Romans 8:9, as we approach the day of judgment. We can be confident that we will receive a share in the reward of Jesus Christ in heaven, Romans 8:17. We need not fear God's vengeance and condemnation. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13? Ephesians 1:13-14.